3 weeks ago, Archbishop Paulus Urrajo, the Chaldean Archbishop of Mosul in Iraq, was kidnapped and his driver and bodyguards were killed. A week ago, we received the news that the Archbishop himself has been killed. I did not know him and he did not know me, but such is the brotherhood in faith within the Catholic Church that the violent death of a fellow bishop affects me deeply. Those feelings are still with me as I write these words of greeting for the Easter celebrations. Words of a well-known Easter hymn spring to my mind, and I share them with you. When our hearts are wintry, grieving, or in pain, thy touch can call us back to life again. Fields of our heart that dead and bare have been, love is come again like wheat that springeth green. They're appropriate words because it's so easy to forget that Easter is about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Easter isn't just about holidays, chocolate eggs, and daffodils. It's about something altogether more serious. It's about Jesus suffering, dying, being buried, and being raised from the dead. Nothing like that has ever happened before, and will never need to happen again because it's changed everything for us. Our wintry hearts are brought back to life, and the fields of our life, which so often lie barren, can once again bear fruit. And all because love has come again like the wheat that springeth green. The cycle of death and violence, of which Archbishop Urrajo was a victim, cannot prevail because we've been created for so much more than death. This is what the death and resurrection of Jesus teaches us. But he doesn't just teach us. He invites us, with a brother's love, to die with him and live with him so that his love can come again into our hearts with a power and a beauty that no human evil, no culture of death, can ever extinguish. The men of violence, wherever they're to be found, will never ultimately triumph. I believe this with all my heart. This is my Easter faith and hope, and I share it with all of you as I wish you a very happy Easter.